James, how are you?
Hello, Tony. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. What do you do, and what does the Michigan Department of Community Health do?
Well, I'm the spokesperson or the public information officer for the department, and we do a wide range of things from A to Z, but in this particular case, we have a bureau that licenses professionals and health systems, or meaning hospitals or nursing homes.
Well, tell me about the charge from a hospital workers union. They file complaints with you. With your organization that alleges Sparrow Hospital is involved in unsafe staffing situations. Patient care is at issue. Now, there is a contract negotiation going on. We've talked with spokespeople from both sides of the story, and obviously we wanted to get your take.
Well, yesterday morning, the nursing association, the nursing union, turned in a box of complaints. The box is about three quarters full, and what we have to do is basically what they are alleging is that, as you said, that the staffing issues is a problem that's causing jeopardizing patient care. So what we have to do is go through those complaints and see what type of allegations specifically are being made, and then from there we have to determine if an investigation is warranted.
Can you give me a ballpark figure on how long it will take you to assess that information and decide if you should investigate?
Well, we can't give a definitive time frame, but it'll take a couple of months. It'll be weeks to a couple of months before we're able to go through all of these allegations and determine if there's some type of investigation that's warranted.
Now, if the Nurses Association decides that they want to retract those complaints, can they do that?
Sure, absolutely. They can most certainly pull those complaints out of there. But here's the thing. It's in our hands now. So once we look at them, and if we see something that's, that patients are, their care is being jeopardized, we will ask the federal government if we can move forward. Now, can they retract them? They can say, oh, we don't want to file. But once they are in our hands, we have to give full due diligence at this point.
And finally, do you have any other complaints from any other area mid-Michigan hospitals?
At this time, we do not. Now, do we get complaints from time to time? Yes. It's not only hospitals, but we get complaints about nursing homes and some home health care facilities as well. That's part of our task as a state department. But in any recent weeks, in terms of a hospital complaint, no, we have not received any.
All right. Well, James, I appreciate your time on this matter. We'll stay in touch and enjoy your day.
Thank you, sir.